Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, September 28th. Grey Bruce OPP have released the identity of the victim of a fatal crash on Highway 26 west of Meaford. OPP say it happened at about 12:20 yesterday afternoon, just east of the Tank Range Road or Grey Road 112. A compact vehicle and a pickup collided head-on. The driver of the compact vehicle was pronounced deceased at the scene. They have been identified as 32-year-old Lisa Rowe Wilson from Meaford. OPP say two passengers from the compact vehicle, a 3-year-old child and a 33-year-old adult, remain in hospital with life-threatening injuries. The driver of the pickup truck was transported to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with information regarding this collision is asked to call OPP. The City of Owen Sound has launched a survey to help it develop a waste management strategy. The city says the strategy will help provide direction on how Owen Sound manages garbage, recycling, and other waste diversion programs. It will also look at how new approaches to waste services can support a sustainable environment and divert more waste from landfills. This survey builds upon the previous one held in July. You can have your say until October 16th. Harvest for Hunger Fall Day at the Farm was held this past Saturday at the Parkin Farm located east of Owen Sound. The event generated more than $10,000 to combat world hunger. Heather Parkin of Parkin Farm says the turnout and support that day was amazing.
The pumpkin patch was picked clean. The pies were gone by 2 o'clock, but there was lots of things for families to do, and they came and stayed around and enjoyed some social time.
More than 600 people came to the farm on Grey Road 11. The $10,000 raised, as well as proceeds from the crops grown by the Torrey and Parkin families and other donations throughout the year, will be forwarded to Canadian Food Grains. As Cuba deals with the aftermath of Hurricane Ian, Florida is now dealing with the Category 4 storm. Hurricane Ian is bringing damaging wind and rain to the Gulf Coast, and reports say places like Naples and Sarasota are at the highest risk for catastrophic damage. Airports in Tampa, Key West, and St. Petersburg are closed, and in Orlando, Disney World and SeaWorld closed ahead of the storm. Disney officials told all hotel guests to shelter in place. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 341 points to 18,648. The Dow Jones is up 548 points. Our dollar is trading at 73.42 U.S. cents, up 55 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $81.95, up $3.45 a barrel. In sports and Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays host the New York Yankees. The Yankees clinched the American League East title with a 5-2 win in Toronto last night. The Jays lead the American League wildcard standings by a game and a half over Tampa Bay. In National Hockey League preseason, 9 games tonight, including the Toronto Maple Leafs hosting the Montreal Canadiens. The Owen Sound Attack will be the celebrity servers at Boston Pizza in Owen Sound this evening from 5:30 to 8. The Hockey Fights Cancer game is Saturday, November 5th, when the Attack host the London Knights. The Attack play their season opener on Friday when they visit London. The Saugeen Shores Winterhawks of the WOAA Senior Hockey League have signed defenseman Medrick Mercier. He played in the OHL mostly with the Sioux Greyhounds and played pro last season with Manchester in the UK. The Walkerton Capitals of the Provincial Junior Hockey League have acquired forward Sam Shakes. Shakes, who is from Owen Sound, played the last 3 seasons in Junior B. And the Owen Sound Minor Soccer Annual General Meeting is set for tonight at 6 at the Kiwanis Soccer Complex. Minor Soccer is looking for people to help on the board of directors and in other ways. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.